Hello and welcome to Corn Talk, the weekly program of the Missouri Corn Growers Association. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. On this week's program, I am speaking with Mark Brinkman, who is with Diamond Pet Food Company. And Mark, I want to talk a little bit about value-added corn hybrids. You are working with a value-enhanced program, which is helping out corn growers getting added value out of their corn crop and working with Diamond Pet Food. Why don't you tell us a little bit about why Diamond chose to participate in the program?
Diamond saw how ethanol production was changing the marketplace for corn, and so we looked around us to try and find farmers that may not have that type of ethanol market in their backyard and could use another partner. More than that, one of the things that is very important to us is having a safe supply of corn. And we thought that it would be good to partner with some of the better producers in the area. And with the Corn Growers Association being a part of things, we're able to put some traceability into our corn supply. Corn Growers Association is helping us by checking these bins of corn prior to our taking ownership of them so that we can have even more safety built into our corn supply than what we had before, and that's important to us.
Can you describe the program itself and what growers are doing in order to participate and supply you with the product that you need, and why is that important to your company's product?
Well, we wanted to find a program that would be a win-win for both of us. We live in this community, and we wanted to have a program that every farmer that participated in felt like he got a good deal. And so that meant we needed to pay the farmer a premium. And so when I sat down with Jamie Klein and Gary Wheeler at the Missouri Corn Growers Association, we talked about that. We were able to bring a premium to the farmers if they produced certain hybrids that generated a higher level of protein than your normal corn hybrid.
Speaking of partners in this program, can you describe who the partners are?
It would be the farmers that we've contracted with through the Missouri Corn Growers Association. There were 10,000 bushel minimums in the contracts that the Corn Growers Association developed. Diamond is going to be using from October of 2005 through September of 2006 about 1,500,000 bushels of corn in our facility here in Meda. That corn will be coming from farmers in, I think, about 20 counties.
Speaking of Missouri Corn Growers Association, can you describe the role they played in the process of putting this program together with you?
Well, quite honestly, without Jamie Klein and Gary Wheeler from the Missouri Corn Growers Association, this wouldn't have happened. What they don't have that big of a grasp on was pet food production, but that didn't stop them. I mean, they came in here and they got to know my business model. They took the time to research it, and when they had a good understanding of what I need with regard to a corn supply, it helped them to be able to put some ideas together. And so I have a lot of respect for those people because they worked hard, they did a lot of legwork, and the fact that they maybe didn't know my business as well as they knew their own didn't stop them.
How can you describe the program in terms of its success for Diamond Pet Food, and do you think this provides a role or a model for other companies to look at in other areas?
Well, I think it's going to be a success for Diamond Pet Food, and I think it's going to be a success because we're going to have a lot more peace of mind that our corn supply is going to be one that is safe, and it's going to be consistent. We're in the business of making foods for dogs and cats. The primary constituent that you need when making food for a dog, especially a dog, is consistency. When you have farmers delivering to you corn that's on one hybrid type with very similar traits, we think this is going to help us make our foods even more consistent. We're very excited about how this is going to help the overall quality of our food, both from a safety issue first, but secondly also from a consistency.
Thank you very much. That's Mark Brinkman, who is the Chief Operations Officer for Diamond Pet Food Company, talking about the current Missouri Corn Growers Association Value Enhancement Program that his company is participating with. And with this Corn Talk, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.